Volume 49, Number 1 of The Friend Magazine for January 2019. Contents. Stories and features. From the First Presidency, Learn About Jesus by President Russell M. Nelson. Something Nice for Mean Mr. Gates. Family Night Fun. Testimony Plants. Apostles Around the World, President M. Russell Ballard. Hello from the Philippines. The Ice Candy Mission Fund. The Living Christ. Two Friends, One Coat. Show and Tell. Friend to Friend, Dolphins to the Rescue by Sister Lisa L. Harkness. Bright Idea. Matt and Mandy. Stop and Flip. For Older Kids. For Older Kids. Courageous Examples. An Olympic Decision. What's on Your Mind? Get Creative. Stung by the Spelling Bee. Food and Fun. Music. Faith. Things to Make and Do. Jesus Learned and Grew. Fun Stuff. Seeds of Faith. Fun Stuff. Find It. I Can Read the New Testament. Fun Stuff. Book of Mormon Puzzler. Friend Junior. For Parents of Little Ones. Hi, Friends. The Scriptures Are Special Books. Count the Books. Scripture Stories Jesus Learned and Grew. Coloring Page. Something Special to Share. End of Contents. Read by Wes Nelson.
Friends by Mail. One Shot at a Time. I like the story One Shot at a Time, May 2018. I think it was cool that missionaries got to play basketball and then got to teach about the church afterward at the stadium. It was also interesting that they influenced other members to teach people about the church, even if they weren't missionaries. Zach G., age 12, Ohio, USA.
Worry-free sleep. Every night, I read The Friend before sleeping. Whenever I read it, I feel happy and my worries go away. It has helped me when I have worries. Thank you for The Friend. G. He. C. Age 11, Alberta, Canada.
One in a Million. I like to watch One in a Million videos on children.lds.org to learn about children from around the world. I go to church with my tio and tia, uncle and aunt. Emmanuel R., age 6, California, USA.
How I Read The Friend. I took a copy of The Friend on a trip to Lake Powell in Utah. I read it in front of Hole in the Rock, which is where early pioneers crossed the Colorado River. Zoe M., age 8, Utah, USA.
Dear friends, have you ever heard someone talk about ministering? It's a word that means being kind and helping others like Jesus would. This year, we want you to help our kindness garden grow on page 3. We also want to help you and your family learn more about the New Testament. Turn to page 24 for a scripture reading chart. We love you, The Friend. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how. End of this month's Friends by Mail, read by Chloe Patello and Noah Strungen.
From the First Presidency, Learn About Jesus by President Russell M. Nelson. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to help us. You can have power from Jesus Christ when you do these things. Learn about the Savior. Several years ago, I read and underlined every verse in the Scriptures about Jesus Christ. When I finished, I told my wife, I am a different man. Study the living Christ. It is a testimony about Jesus Christ from the prophets and apostles. Be willing to stand out, speak up, and be different from the people of the world. Try to look to Jesus in every thought. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 36. When you do, your doubts and fears will flee. Make sacred covenants and keep them. Jesus is the Christ. His power is available to each one of you. From Drawing the Power of Jesus Christ into Our Lives, Ensign, May 2017, pages 39 through 42. End of the article from the First Presidency, Learn About Jesus by President Russell M. Nelson. Read by David Shaw.
How would Jesus treat mean Mr. Gates? Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you. Matthew 5, verse 44. Michael ran straight toward the huge maple tree. He needed to work up a little speed if he wanted to reach the bottom branch. Step, step, jump, grab! His fingers curled around the branch. Michael swung his legs up to hook an ankle over the limb. Soon he was perched on the branch.
Just like a panther,
he thought with a smile. This was the perfect hide-and-seek spot. Why hadn't he used it before?
Ready or not, here I come,
his friend William yelled from down the street. Michael grinned again. William wouldn't find him for a long time.
Hey,
a voice yelled.
Get out of my tree.
Michael jumped and nearly fell out of the tree. He looked down. His stomach flip-flopped when he saw Mr. Gates. He was holding a rake and hurrying toward the tree.
I'm sorry,
Michael said, scrambling down as fast as he could. The rough bark scraped his arms.
Stay off my property,
Mr. Gates shouted. Michael dropped and hit the ground hard. He didn't stop running until he got home. The next day, as Sister Stiles was giving the primary lesson, Michael couldn't stop thinking about mean Mr. Gates. He was the grumpiest person Michael knew. Michael leaned back in his chair and sighed. Suddenly, something Sister Stiles was saying caught Michael's attention.
We can usually love people who are nice to us, but Jesus was kind even to those who hated him.
Michael let the front legs of his chair drop back down on the floor. Did that mean Jesus would be nice even to Mr. Gates?
Yes, he would,
Michael thought. Suddenly, he had an idea. He couldn't wait to tell his family.
You want to do what?
His sister Molly asked after they got home.
I want to make some cookies and take them to Mr. Gates.
His sister Wendy looked at him like he'd said he wanted to eat worms for dinner.
Why? He'll just chase you away.
We're supposed to be nice to people, even the ones who are mean.
Even Mom and Dad looked a little unsure.
Well, yes,
Mom said.
But Mr. Gates might not like the gift. Just to warn you.
Michael still knew it was a good idea. All week he kept asking his family to help him make cookies, but nobody did. Finally, on Sunday, Michael was done waiting. He was going to figure out how to make cookies all by himself and deliver them today.
Hold on,
Wendy said when she saw him getting out the chocolate chips.
I'll help, but I still say it's a bad idea.
After the cookies came out of the oven, Dad offered to go with him to deliver them. Michael was excited. He was doing what Jesus would do. As they walked under the big maple tree, though, Michael started feeling nervous. Maybe he should just forget the whole thing.
No,
he decided.
This is what Jesus would do.
Michael stepped up to the door and knocked. As the door opened, Michael quickly said,
Hello, sir. I made these for you.
He held out the cookies. Mr. Gates looked down at them, then at Michael, and then his whole face lit up. Michael almost fell over. Mr. Gates could smile?
Well, thank you, young man. But tell me, how on earth did you know that today is my 80th birthday?
Michael smiled back at Mr. Gates. He thought Jesus would have smiled, too. The authors live in West Virginia and Utah, USA.
Sidebar. I told my music teacher she was amazing, and she was so happy for the rest of the day. Paige C., age 11, Colorado, USA.
End of the story. Something nice for mean Mr. Gates. Read by Scott Christopher, Enzo Patello, David Shaw, Sean and Shannon Nelson, L. Anderson, and Margot Patello.
Family night fun. Here are ideas you could use for home evening. Song, Jesus Once Was a Little Child. Children's Songbook, page 55. Scriptures, Luke chapter 2, verses 40 and 52. Activity. Number 1, Read the story about Jesus in Friend Junior. Talk about how Jesus grew up in the same ways we do. 2. Then color, cut out, fold, and tape together the cube on the next page. 3. Take turns rolling the cube. Read the cube and do the pose or roll again. 4. Everyone stay posed until they say one thing they're doing to grow in that way. Once everyone shares, the next person rolls. 5. Talk about what your family can do to help each other grow in good ways, like Jesus did. Coconut ice. Mix 1 cup shredded coconut, 2 cups coconut water, 1 cup milk, 1 14-ounce, 400 milliliter, can condensed milk, and 1 teaspoon vanilla. Pour into cups or plastic bags. Put in freezer for at least 4 to 6 hours. This recipe goes with the story on page 16. More ideas. Read the message from President Nelson on page 2 and the story on page 4. Then, send us a flower for the kindness garden. Read Testimony Plants, page 8, and invite family members to share their testimonies. Start reading the New Testament scriptures and coloring the chart on pages 24 through 26. End of Family Night Fun, read by Van Farnworth.
Testimony Plants by Marissa Dennis, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Elisa walked into primary and sat by her friend Armando.
Welcome,
Sister Russo said.
Let's start with a song.
Elisa sang with her class. Faith is like a little seed. If planted, it will grow. Children's Songbook, page 96. Sister Russo passed out paper and crayons.
Think about what we sang. When you plant your seed of faith, it grows into a testimony. Now draw what your testimony would look like if it were a plant.
Elisa stared at her blank paper. She didn't know what to draw. She peeked at the plant Armando was drawing. It had a straight stem with lots of leaves. It looked like the basil growing on her apartment balcony. Maybe that was what a testimony was supposed to look like. She used her crayon to draw one like his.
Please open your scriptures to Alma 32,
Sister Russo said. They read about planting a seed in your heart and feeling it grow. Elisa looked at her drawing and frowned. Did she have a testimony? What did that even mean? She wanted to ask, but she felt too shy. When class ended, Elisa didn't get up right away.
Is everything okay?
Sister Russo asked. Elisa glanced down at her drawing again.
I'm not sure I have a testimony. I don't really know what that means.
Sister Russo gave Elisa a kind smile.
That's okay. Do you remember what faith is?
Elisa nodded.
Believing in something we can't see?
That's right,
Sister Russo said.
What are some things you believe in?
That was an easy question.
I believe in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. I believe they love me.
Sister Russo smiled.
You just shared your testimony. A testimony is what you have faith in.
Elisa thought about it.
So I already have a testimony?
Yes.
Sister Russo held up her scriptures.
And remember what we read today? You nourish the seed by doing things like coming to church. Then your testimony will grow stronger.
Elisa felt like she understood.
So that's why we drew our testimonies as plants?
Exactly. Because plants grow little by little,
Sister Russo said.
Testimonies are the same way. They usually don't come all at once. They grow a little at a time.
Elisa felt better about her drawing. When she got home, she wrote, "My testimony plant," above her picture. She hung it up by her bed. She knew her testimony was already growing. And she wanted to keep following Jesus so it would grow even bigger. How many times can you count the word testimony on these pages? Growing your testimony. A testimony is what you believe is true. like God loves me or families are forever. Roots make plants strong. You can keep your testimony strong by remembering Heavenly Father and Jesus every day. Plants need water and sunlight to grow. Scriptures, prayer, and church are like water and light for your testimony. Like plants, everyone's testimonies grow at different speeds. Heavenly Father is happy when your knowledge grows even a little.
End of the story, Testimony Plants, read by Shauna Thompson, Kate Strongen, and Shannon Nelson.
Fun stuff, seeds of faith. The prophet Elma compared growing your faith to planting a seed. When you pray, read scriptures, and help others, your faith and testimony will grow. Try this experiment to watch a seed sprout. What you will need: dry bean, any kind, paper towels or tissues, clear, sealable plastic bag. Step 1. Place wet paper towels or tissues inside a plastic bag. Then, place a bean on top and seal the bag. Step 2. Leave the bag in a sunny place. After about a week, the bean should begin to sprout. Step 3. Let the plant keep growing for a while. When you see roots, plant the sprout in soil. Give it water and sunlight and see how big it grows. End of Seeds of Faith Activity, read by Shannon Nelson.
Apostles around the world. President Ballard visits Texas, USA. The apostles travel around the world to minister to people and teach them about Jesus Christ. When a big storm called Hurricane Harvey hit Houston, Texas, USA, many people's homes were flooded or destroyed. President M. Russell Ballard flew there to help. Number 1. As soon as his plane landed, he went straight to the command center where the church collected supplies and sent out helping hands volunteers. Number 2. Then he visited neighborhoods where many homes were flooded. Some of the streets were blocked, so he walked from house to house. He listened to people and shared Heavenly Father's love with them. Number 3. He met missionaries and other church members who were helping. Number 4. He spoke in a devotional in 3 sacrament meetings so he could share Heavenly Father's love with lots of people. Number 5. When he met an elderly man whose home was damaged, President Ballard said, "I'm one of the apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We want you to know we love you, and we're here because Jesus Christ would want us to be here." What does it mean to minister? Ministering means serving and loving. Jesus Christ ministered to others, and so did his apostles. How can you help someone today? End of Apostles Around the World, President Ballard Visits Texas, USA, read by Noah Strongen.
Hello from the Philippines. I'm Paolo.
And I'm Margot.
This year, we're traveling to meet other children around the world. Join us as we visit the Philippines.
About 100 million people live in the Philippines, along with a lot of interesting animals.
8 major languages are spoken in the Philippines. This Book of Mormon is printed in a language called Cebuano.
This is a CTR ring in Filipino language called Tagalog. Here's how you say choose the right. Piliin ang tama.
How do you get to church? Some Filipino families ride jeepneys to get around. The Philippines has 2 temples, one in Cebu City and one in Manila. Soon there will be 3 more.
Filipino children play a game called Luksong Tinik, or jumping over thorns. 1 or 2 children sit on the floor and stack their feet and hands on top of each other. Then other kids try to jump over without touching the stack.
Meet some of our friends from the Philippines.
I always look forward to our evening family scripture reading. I feel good every time I read the scriptures. Linnea D., age 10, Central Luzon, Philippines.
When I was first learning to read, I felt sad because I could not read fast. My parents and sister helped me, and now I'm excited to read the scriptures. Akumendi, age 7, Central Luzon, Philippines.
Are you from the Philippines? write to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for exploring the Philippines with us. Now we're off to Mexico.
End of the article, Hello from the Philippines. Read by Shannon Nelson, Enzo Patello, L. Anderson, and Sean Nelson.
The Ice Candy Mission Fund by McKenna Clark. Based on a true story. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. John chapter 21, verse 17. Jared walked home from church in the hot sunshine with Mom and Dad. He thought about his primary lesson. Since he couldn't hear very well, Jared had to pay close attention to the pictures his teacher showed and the words she wrote on the board. That day, they had learned that Jesus asked the disciples to be missionaries. Jared wondered what he could do to share the gospel like Jesus asked. He knew he couldn't serve a mission yet. Then he had a great idea. Maybe he could start saving money for it. When he got home, Jared ran right past Umber, his pet goat, and into the house. He got a big plastic jar and carefully cut a hole in the top. He wrote, Mission Fund, on the side. Then he went to his room and got his money from under his bed. One by one, he dropped in each coin, but all his coins barely covered the bottom of the jar. How could he earn more money? Jared thought and thought. He looked out the window at the bright sun. It was so hot in the Philippines. Jared and his friends ate coconut ice candy almost every afternoon after school.
That's it,
he thought. Maybe he could make ice candy and sell it to the other people who wanted to cool off. Jared ran to find Mom.
Can you show me how to make ice candy?
Jared signed. They used sign language, a language where you talk with your hands. Mom smiled and nodded. The next day, Jared and Mom walked to the big outdoor market and bought all the supplies. When they got home, Jared took out a big bowl and mixed coconut milk, condensed milk, vanilla, and shredded coconut. Mom and Jared used a funnel to pour the mix into small bags. Then they put all the bags in the freezer. Great job, Mom signed. The ice candy took a long time to freeze. But the next day after school, it was finally ready. Jared climbed on a chair and got the white cooler off the top of the fridge. He put some towels in the bottom of the cooler and layered the ice candy on top. He couldn't wait to sell it. Jared ran outside into the dusty street. His friends were playing with homemade kites and throwing their flip-flops at a tin can to knock it over. At the side of the road, he set up a table with a big sign that said, Ice candy, 5 pesos. His friend Angelo ran over and pointed at the cooler. He gave Jared a 5 peso coin, and Jared gave him some ice candy. They high-fived. Soon, more of Jared's friends came to buy ice candy, too. A few hours later, when Mom called Jared for dinner, there were only a few ice candies left. Jared picked up the cooler and the coins. In one of his pockets, he put some of the coins for his tithing. He put the rest of the coins into his other pocket. He couldn't wait to see his mission fund bank fill up. At home, he dropped his mission fund coins onto the pile at the bottom of the jar. There was still so much more space, but Jared felt warm inside as he thought about serving a mission someday. He decided that he would keep selling ice candy until his jar was full. And in the meantime, he could find other ways to get ready to be a missionary, like Jesus asked him to do. The author served as a missionary in the Philippines and now lives in Virginia, USA.
End of the story, The Ice Candy Mission Fund, read by Kristen Hawkins and Gabriel Strongen.
Fun stuff, find it. On this snowy Saturday, Austin and Alicia are trying to be more like Jesus. Can you help them find two kids who look lonely? Can you also find the hidden objects? Find 7 striped scars, 6 squirrels, 3 kids with shovels, 34 balls of snow, and 10 sleds. End of Find It, read by Sean Nelson.
Two Friends, One Coat by Wendy Ellison, based on a true story. Monroe finds Macy at recess time.
Hey, Macy, race you to the slide.
Okay, Monroe. Beat you. I get to go down first.
After Macy goes down the slide, she shivers and rubs her arms. Monroe says,
What's wrong?
I'm so cold.
Where's your coat?
I forgot it today.
You can wear my coat.
Then you'll be cold.
We can take turns. That way we'll both be warm.
Macy and Monroe have fun playing on the monkey bars, the rock climbing wall, and the swings, all while taking turns sharing Monroe's coat. When recess is over, Macy gives the coat back to Monroe and says,
Thanks for sharing.
That's what friends are for.
End of the story, Two Friends, One Coat by Wendy Ellison. Read by Shannon Nelson and Amelie and Kate Strongen.
Show and tell. I did a family home evening. Michael L., age 11, Texas, USA.
I'm getting older, so I have been getting mean a lot more. I prayed and asked Heavenly Father if He could help me. I felt a good feeling inside. Megan T., age 10, Georgia, USA.
My Uncle Keith has been really sick. I decided that I should fast for him on Fast Sunday. On that Sunday, he had the strength to go to church. On the next Fast Sunday, I fasted for him again. I know that fasting can help the person that you fast for. Isaac E., age 11, Colorado, USA.
There was a new boy in my class in school who couldn't speak English. In the computer lab, I sat next to him and helped him with the assignment we were given. I felt good after I helped him. Bella G., age 11, Arizona, USA.
I asked a girl at recess if I could play with her. She told me to go away. The same thing happened the next week. I went to her house to give her some hair bows and pudding. The next day, she said I could play with her. I followed Jesus' example by being nice to someone who was mean to me, and I gained a friend. Liam T., age 8, Idaho, USA.
When I was 2.5 years old, my family moved. For my birthday, my family and I went back to Guatemala for my baptism. I was so happy to be with so many of my family on that special day. Anneli T., age 8, Ontario, Canada.
I am the oldest kid in primary, and everyone looks up to me, so I act reverent. Nicholas F., age 11, Idaho, USA.
The lizard. A lizard is a timid thing. It can't fly or sing. It hunts for bugs on the floor, and it looks like a dinosaur. Camry G, age 12, Kansas, USA.
If I see a bad word on a website, I close the page immediately. Bryson J, age 8, Minnesota, USA.
Senior primary children in Greater Manchester, England, wrote their own verse about President Russell M. Nelson for the song Follow the Prophet. Russell is a prophet, baptized at 16. His parents were less active. He was very keen. He became a doctor, doctor of the heart. Building many temples, he has made a start. Other contributors to Show and Tell. Hardin N., age 9, Alberta, Canada. Riley B., age 8, Maryland, USA. Carolyn M., age 8, Western Norway, Norway. Philip W., age 8, Lancashire, England. End of Show and Tell, read by Margot and Enzo Patello.
Friend to Friend, Dolphins to the Rescue by Sister Lisa L. Harkness, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. From an interview with Christina Crossland. When I was about 10, we were on vacation in Mexico with another family. My friend and I made a lunch and took some games. Then we pushed ourselves out into the bay in a little rubber yellow raft. We ate lunch in the raft. We finally looked up and realized we'd drifted a long way from shore. We were passing the edge of the bay. We thought, oh no, the tide is going out. We knew we had to hurry and get back. We started rowing and rowing. All of a sudden, I saw a fin pop out of the water. Right away, I knew it was a shark. I thought, we need to tell Heavenly Father we're in danger. So we said a prayer and kept rowing. Soon, two other fins popped up. But their shape was different and their color was lighter. They were dolphin fins. The dolphins swam around our boat until we reached shore. They kept the sharks from coming close. Then the dolphins drifted onto the sand, and we were able to get out of our raft. Our families hurried and helped the dolphins back into the water. To me, the dolphins were Heavenly Father's answer to my prayer. I've never forgotten that. It's given me the courage to pray no matter where I am. Sometimes we wonder if help is coming. We worry if we'll make it back to shore and home to our family. Heavenly Father knows when there's danger around us. He knows when sharks are circling. He will always hear our prayers. Heavenly Father hears us because we are His children. And because we are His children, He loves us. He wants to protect us and bring us safely home. End of the story. Dolphins to the Rescue by Sister Lisa L. Harkness. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's Matt and Mandy, Matt is reclining on his bed, reading about the planets and stars, when Mandy comes in.
Hey, we just got an email from Margo and Paolo. Guess where they are now?
A space shuttle? Mars? Jupiter's ice moon? Europa?
Seriously?
Well, you told me to guess.
They're in the Philippines.
Wow. Their parents' work sure takes them all over the world. That's exciting for them, but I still miss them.
Yeah, I loved it when we lived in the same ward because... Wait, look at this.
That's great news. Margo and Paolo are going to share their adventures every month.
Off to the side, their rubber chicken, who'd been listening to their conversation, thinks.
Margo and Paolo sounds a lot like Marco Polo. He was a famous traveler, too. Wonder if they'll meet any of my friends. Rubber Ducky would love that.
End of Matt and Mandy.
Courageous Examples, An Olympic Decision by Jordan Monson Wright, based on a true story. Have you ever had to say no to something you wanted to do because it was on a Sunday? Maybe it was an easy decision. Maybe it was hard. Once, there was a man named Eric Little in Scotland who had to make a very hard decision. Eric was a fast runner, a very fast runner, called a sprinter. His best race was the 100-meter dash. Because he was so fast, he was chosen for Great Britain's team in the 1924 Olympics in Paris, France. Eric also believed in God. He believed that Sunday was a special day to worship him. When the Olympic schedule was announced, Eric found out that the 100-meter race was on a Sunday. He said he wouldn't run that race. He decided to run a much longer race, the 400-meter dash, on another day instead. Eric's decision made many people angry. Reporters came to his house and called him a traitor to his country. Some thought he was afraid he would lose in the 100-meter race. Most people just didn't understand why keeping the Sabbath day holy meant so much to Eric. The men in the British Olympic Association told Eric that if God had made Eric such a fast runner, Eric would be honoring God by using his talent even on a Sunday. Eric told them he believed that his speed was a gift from God, but he still didn't feel right about running. Some men from the association tried to convince Eric that the Sabbath ended at noon in France. "My Sabbath lasts all day," Eric replied. He had made his decision. Eric trained for the 400-meter race for several months before the Olympics. It was hard work. At first, he ran out of energy when he was only halfway through. But Eric kept practicing. He knew that even if he lost, he would still feel good about his choice. And he had faith that God would help him because he was keeping the Sabbath day holy. On the day of the race, Eric tried to stay calm. He shook hands with the other racers and pinned the number 451 to his running clothes. "Am I doing the right thing?" he asked himself. Eric decided he would run as hard as he could, for as long as he could, and then he would trust God to help him do the rest. When Eric heard the starting gun, he zoomed ahead, taking the lead. The other runners ran slower on purpose, trying to save some energy for the end. They all thought Eric would burn himself out. But by the halfway point, Eric still hadn't lost his energy. He wasn't getting tired. But could he last? One of the other racers almost caught up with Eric. But Eric still wasn't tired. He pulled even farther ahead. No one could catch him. He crossed the finish line several yards ahead of the other racer and broke a world record. With God's help, Eric had won a gold medal. He knew that God had given him the strength to win. He also knew that God had given him the strength to stick with his decision. You can make hard decisions, too. When you choose what you know is right, Heavenly Father can help you stick with your choices and give your best effort. The author lives in Michigan, USA. With God's help, Eric Little explained how God helped him. "The secret of my success over the 400 meters is that I run the first 200 meters as fast as I can. Then, for the second 200 meters, with God's help, I run faster." After the Olympics, he spent the rest of his life in China serving people and teaching about God. End of the article, An Olympic Decision, by Jordan Monson Wright, read by Terrell Williams.
What's on your mind? I get stressed a lot. Sometimes I can't fall asleep at night. What can I do? Do not feel so stressed out. Stress instantly.
Dear Stressed, life can be stressful. Luckily, there are a lot of ways you can de-stress and feel better. Even if you feel like you're in the red zone of the stress gauge now, it's possible to make it to the green zone, where you'll feel less stressed and more blessed. Try some or all of these activities to help you turn down your stress. Pray for help. Do something you enjoy. Tell someone how you feel. Take 10 deep breaths. Play tag, hike, run, bike, or dance. Do a nice thing for someone. Make a poster of a favorite scripture. Sing or listen to music or hymns. Try writing a joke or riddle. Get creative. If your stress doesn't get better, be sure to talk to a parent or trusted adult for help. End of the article, What's on Your Mind? Read by Sean Nelson and Jane Wise.
Stung by the Spelling Bee by Linda Davies, based on a true story. P-O-R... Allie could see the word clearly in her mind. Portion. Easy. Just a few more words to go, and she'd be the school spelling bee champion for sure. Allie and her parents had come from another country and had to learn a new language. Her parents encouraged her to do her best in school. Allie didn't want to disappoint them. But she knew she'd do well. She loved words. That's how she had learned English so quickly. She even translated for her parents a lot. Winning the spelling bee was another way to show them she was doing her best. Broccoli, exaggerate, mischievous, separate. She spelled all those words correctly. Now it was just Allie and two other students on stage.
P-O-R-I-T-I-O-N. Portion.
Allie finished. She opened her eyes and smiled at the judge. The judge frowned.
I'm so sorry, Allie. The correct spelling is P-O-R-T-I-O-N.
Allie gasped. What had she done? She'd added an extra eye. Her face flushed and her heart pounded. How could she have missed such an easy word? She couldn't believe this was happening after all her hard work. Coming down from the stage, Allie could barely see the stairs as tears welled up in her eyes. She just wanted to be invisible. How would she face everyone?
May I go home?
She asked her teacher.
I'm not feeling very well.
Of course, Allie,
Mrs. Bauer said. Allie grabbed her books and ran straight home. Soon Mom tapped on her bedroom door.
Are you okay, Alexandra? How was the spelling bee?
Allie sniffled.
I missed a word, Mom. A dumb, easy word.
Okay,
she heard her mother say. But Allie imagined how disappointed Mom probably felt. Lying on her bed, Allie thought about how bad she felt. It wasn't so much about misspelling an easy word, although that was really hard. But she felt she had failed her parents and herself. The next day was Saturday. Mom made Allie her favorite breakfast to cheer her up. But Allie stayed in her room most of the day. Her best friend Lindsay called to see if she wanted to play. But all Allie could do was lie on her bed and think over and over about that awful moment at the spelling bee. Finally, Sunday came, and Allie wondered if she should even go to church. When Allie had first moved in, Lindsay had invited her to come to church with her family. Allie's parents weren't members of the church, but they agreed to let her go. When Allie turned 8, her parents had even let her be baptized. Allie was still sad today, but she still wanted to go to church. When Lindsay came to the door, Allie kissed her parents goodbye and headed outside. Allie's heart began to feel lighter as she walked into the chapel. What was that feeling? When it was time for primary, Allie and Lindsay were talking happily as they sat down. Then Allie heard a familiar song. She'd sung the words many times before, but she'd never really thought about what they were saying. Until now, I am a child of God, and He has sent me here, has given me an earthly home with parents kind and dear. Suddenly, it seemed like these words were just for her. They were a gift from Heavenly Father. They reminded her that her parents wanted her to do her best because they loved her. Her heavenly parents loved her too. And she felt the Spirit telling her that as long as she was trying to do her best, that was good enough.
These are the best words ever,
Allie thought. The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the story, Stung by the Spelling Bee. Read by Kristen Hawkins, Holly Anderson, Terrell Williams, Amelie Strongen, and Wes Nelson.
Food and Fun by Christina Crossland. Speller Soup. Have your own spelling bee with this alphabet soup. See how many words you can spell with the letters in your bowl. Be sure to get an adult's help. 2 1/2 cups mixed vegetables, chopped. 3 cups chicken or vegetable broth. 1 1/2 cups tomato sauce. 1 teaspoon Italian seasoning. 1 1/2 cups alphabet pasta. Salt and pepper to taste. Number 1. Put the vegetables and broth in a pot and bring to a boil. Add the tomato sauce and Italian seasoning and bring to a boil again. Simmer for about 20 minutes until the vegetables are almost done. 2. Reduce heat. Stir in the pasta and let the soup simmer until the vegetables and pasta are cooked. About 8 to 10 minutes. Add salt and pepper to taste. Paper Maker. Run out of paper to practice your spelling? Make more from paper scraps. Recycling is one way you can make a difference in the world a little at a time. Used paper scraps, blender, water, parchment paper, towel, rolling pin. Number one, rip paper scraps into small pieces and put them in a blender. Cover the pieces with water. Blend, adding water if needed, until it becomes a thick pulp. Two, place the towel on a flat, waterproof surface, then put the parchment paper on the towel. Pour the paper pulp on top and use your hands to spread it. Use the rolling pin to make it as thin, flat, and even as possible. 3. Carefully lift the parchment paper off the towel and set it in a safe place. Let your paper dry completely. Now it's ready to use. End of Food and Fun by Christina Crossland. Read by Van Farnworth.
For parents of little ones, family scripture study can be a powerful force for good in our homes. This year, we've been invited to study the New Testament together using Come Follow Me for Families. But it can be so hard to study the scriptures with young children. To help, we'll give you an illustrated scripture story in Friend Junior each month. Here are a few other ideas. In our family, we light a candle as we read scriptures together each morning. It is our way of remembering that family scripture study is a special time. When we finish reading, our children take turns blowing out the candle. Julie B. Try the 3 R's. Read the scripture story with your children, role play the story with simple props and costumes, and repeat as many times as needed so everyone can have a turn being who they want to be in the story. Mary Ellen V. Keep it super short if you need to. Our family reads only a few verses each night. It took us years to get through the Book of Mormon the first time, but now it's a solid part of our family's bedtime routine. Madeline B. Have a tip for teaching the gospel in your home? Send it in. Email us at friend@ldschurch.org. End of the article for Parents of Little Ones, read by Asher Hawkins. Hi, friends. I like to draw my home. Irientum, age 5, Central Luzon, Philippines. It makes us happy to wear our Korean dresses. Our grandma was born in Korea, and we know she loves us. Lily and Claire, ages 4 and 5, Texas, USA. I share my train set with my brother, Benson, age 3, Rhode Island, USA. I help my mom, Elise, age 5, Ontario, Canada. Hi, friends, read by Asher Hawkins.
The scriptures are special books. Camilla is learning to read. She loves books. Camilla likes books about robots. Camilla likes books about ladybugs. But there are some books that Camilla loves most of all. They are the scriptures. The scriptures are special books. The scriptures tell us about Jesus. The scriptures teach us about the commandments. When Camilla reads the scriptures with her family, she feels happy inside. What is your favorite story from the scriptures? When you read the scriptures, you can feel happy inside too. End of the story. The scriptures are special books. Read by Gabriel Strongen.
Scripture Stories. Jesus Learned and Grew by Marissa Whittison, Church Magazines. Jesus was born as a little baby. I was a baby once too. Mary and Joseph helped to take care of Jesus. Who helps take care of me? Jesus grew in the same ways I am growing. He grew in wisdom. That means he learned new things. He grew in stature. That means his body got bigger. He grew in favor with God. That means he learned about Heavenly Father. He learned to pray. He read the scriptures. He grew in favor with man. That means he made new friends. He was kind to others. He helped his family. I can help my mind and body grow. I can learn about God. I can be a good friend. I will grow in good ways like Jesus did. Read about Jesus as a child in Luke chapter 2, verses 40 through 52. End of Scripture Stories. Jesus Learned and Grew by Marissa Wittison. Read by Jane Wise.
Something Special to Share by Eric Murdoch, Church Magazines, based on a true story.
Tomorrow is very special,
Diego's teacher said.
We're going to have show and tell.
Diego smiled. He loved show and tell. He couldn't wait to show his friends something special. After school, Diego told Mama the great news.
What should I take? He asked.
Something special to you,
Mama said.
I can bring Lobo.
I don't think you can take a dog to school,
Mama said.
Look for another special treasure to share.
So Diego's hunt began. He found a stuffed monkey. Should he take him? Diego kept looking. He looked behind the kitchen chairs. He looked on the bookshelf. He wouldn't stop until he found something just right. Then he looked by his bed. He found the perfect thing. Diego ran to show Mama.
Look, Mama,
he said.
I found the best thing.
He held up a picture for Mama to see. It was a picture of Jesus. Diego felt good when he looked at the picture. He wanted his friends at school to feel good, too.
That is a special thing for show and tell,
Mama said.
What will you tell your class about Jesus?
That Jesus loves everyone,
Diego said. End of the story, Something Special to Share. Read by Dave Shaw, Gabriel Strongen, Rena Nelson, and Amelie Strongen.